with Boy Witch, he said, frowning.
Same thing,
she said, waving off the difference. Huh? Lydia said. You're just pissed because humans find her more approachable than you.
I don't want a bunch of drunk, smelly humans approaching me,
Tanya said with a sniff. Probably not, but it bothers you just the same, Lydia said, wagging a finger.
She turns into a hulking, slobbering monster. How can they forget that?
Tanya said. First, she isn't married to God's hammer, kind of a disincentive to hitting on you. Second, men are extremely visual, as you already know. Combine that with alcohol, and you get, presto, horny idiots, Lydia said. She does have a super witch, though, Tanya pointed out, not willing to concede the argument. Lydia sighed. A, there aren't many photos that survive his vigilant offspring's attention, so nobody really knows him on sight, and B, he looks like a dorky kid still. Acts like it, too. You should have seen him dancing. Hardly a threatening sight. Tanya smiled.
That would be funny to see. I suppose Wolf Girl dances just fine.
Yeah, she's like sex in motion. We should all dance together at Plasma. That would fire up the masses, Lydia said.
Always the peace counselor, aren't you, Chapman?
Tanya asked. Her wolf is besotted with the kid, and by now so is she. He can literally move the earth for her, plus he's got his own foreign nation on another frigging planet. She doesn't want your man, Lydia said. Tanya looked at Lydia for a moment or two, considering.
What do you think, Chief of Security?
Girl keeps creepy warlock kid in line. Full-time job, he said.
Really? A 500-year-old vampire warrior calling a 21-year-old Irish boy creepy? Lydia asked.
Da, spooky too,
the giant said, face completely serious.
You two done. I've got teething babies to deal with, Tanya said.
Bah, Auntie Lydia is here. I'll just let them chew on old leathery Russian vampires.
Oh yeah? Then guess what? You've got a deal. Night's still young. I'm going out with my guy, Tanya said.
Arkady raised his hand and pushed a button on his computer watch.
Klaus, get the car ready for the young queen. She and her chosen are going out.
Roger that, came the response.
And you?
Tanya asked.
Have babies to guard, he said.
She nodded.
Good, because the number of people I trust to protect my kids can be counted on one hand, and most of them are right here.
Da, he said with a twitch of his lips that might, just might, have been a smile.
This has been an Audible Studios production of The Demon Accords Compendium, Volume 1, Stories from the Demon Accords Universe. Written by John Conroe. Performed by James Patrick Cronin. Executive producers Ryan McGavin and Mike Charzik. Producer Neil Basic. Copyright 2018 by John Conroe. Sound recording copyright 2018 by Audible Inc. Audible Studios is a division of Audible Inc. If you enjoyed this audiobook, be sure to get more books in the Demon Accords series today.
Audible hopes you have enjoyed this program.